As part of our commitment to achieving an equitable future, Forefront has partnered with the United Way of Central Illinois, the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln, Innovate Springfield, the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, and the Springfield Black Chamber of Commerce to launch Building Board Diversity. In October 2020, Forefront and our partners in Sangamon County launched the Building Board Diversity Pledge, an opportunity for nonprofits and companies in Central Illinois to commit to expanding the makeup of nonprofit boards. We sat down with Rachel McBride and Sarah Tapscott, two leaders of Building Board Diversity, to learn more about the initiative, the new pledge, and their plans for the future.
So board diversity began with a conversation that I had with our United Way in Springfield. John Kelker, the CEO, and I sat down and generally were talking about how to increase recruitment of board members with our local nonprofits. And it came just completely full circle at that meeting about the lack of diversity when it comes to recruitment. And so from that conversation, we engaged community stakeholders, including Rachel, and began having a conversation around increasing the diversity amongst our nonprofit boards in Springfield. And we went through different trainings with the nonprofit executive directors. We did some community trainings to sort of change the culture and the way boards thought about diversity, not just black and white, but diversity across the board. And since then, it has grown into this launching of Building Board Diversity with our pledges.
And I was invited to be a part of the task force when it first started. And I'm not even sure where I remember getting the email from, probably someone within my network, and went and had really great conversations, I think, just with the group. We weren't sure what Building Board Diversity would become. We just knew that everybody was really passionate about making improvements. But we were also really passionate about making sure that our boards were a reflection of the communities they were serving, that we weren't being the ones coming up with what they needed. They were really being included in the conversation, telling us what they needed. And then from there, you know, some of us hung on, and I was a part of that group, and we just kept pushing it into what it is now. And I feel really good about the pledge. So the pledge came about from really other organizations who were doing something similar. I'm on the corporate side. So at the time, I was working with an insurance company that had just taken a national pledge called CEO Action. And there's a lot of other local pledges that had happened as well. And so from that, we really thought, why don't we ask for a commitment that also requires action? And so the pledge is really for both nonprofits, but it's also for employers. We realized, I think, right away that there were a lot of nonprofits ready to say, yes, I'll do what it takes. I'll attend training as a part of the solution. I will do diversity audits to see where I have gaps, be transparent. I will go out and have conversations and let people know that we have board openings. But at the end of the day, we still need community members that want to volunteer and serve on boards, and they really need to know what that looks like. And so one of the topics that Forefront was working on was doing these board 101 trainings. And so we started to think, well, how can we even get people into the room to do these board 101 trainings? And so that also sparked the conversation of the employer side. And that's where we realized we really needed a pledge from them as well to have a volunteer policy to allow those employees to take time away from work to serve on a board and go to a board 101 training and get involved with the community. So it's definitely including, I would say, nonprofits, employers, and really all community members.
Exactly. And what we were finding, and I think you can see this in other communities, not just in Springfield, is companies tend to allow the C-suite or the higher level employees time off to serve on nonprofit boards. And so we wanted to increase access for all employees to serve on boards. You have, you know, the same CEO from a bank serving on four or five different boards, and you know their time gets divided, and so we want to make sure that we have a nice bench of board members from every part of Springfield, every industry, every level to be able to serve on our nonprofit boards. One of the initial eye-opening experiences for this group was an article that came out And Rachel, you have to refresh my memory, but it was basically saying that Springfield is one of the most segregated communities when it comes to the divide. I mean, literally railroad tracks divide our community. And so when we were looking at this article, it just really spoke to us during this time about just the lack of diversity in our city, but also with our nonprofits who serve those, you know, individuals on the east side primarily where there's this divide. And yet our nonprofit boards are not representative of the constituents or the clients that the nonprofits are serving. And so for us, it was sort of this momentum to move forward based on that alarming article, and gave us sort of that leverage to say, hey, this is a problem. And so when we look to diversity, as I mentioned, it's not just black and white, it's education. It is gender. It is, you know, economic. It is west side, north side, south side of Springfield. It's everything. And so that's sort of what we're trying to solve and help the nonprofits get out of that cycle of going to their existing board members who look just like, you know, each other, get out of those and get different networks and reach out to groups that you've not normally reached out to in order to seek different opinions and have stronger conversations and really think about the people that you're serving and the people of our community.
Yeah, one of the big points in that article that I think really caused frustration was it said that we had one of the largest pay disparities between minorities and the white population. So it's almost incredible to think that out of the U.S., we were one of those locations where minorities were being paid dramatically less than their white peers in the same types of positions. And it was just a scary thought. And I think all of us felt like, what are we going to do about it? And so for me, going through this process was interesting because I served on my first nonprofit board as I was going through this. And serving on a nonprofit board was never something that I ever even thought about. My parents didn't get involved with nonprofits and serve on boards. I was a child that went to the Boys and Girls Club. I didn't think about being on the Boys and Girls Club board. I thought about being a volunteer, right? Encouraging kids to go. And so I think it's even a mindset shift too of what do these communities who maybe participate in what these nonprofits are offering, but don't even see a place where there's a seat for them. And is anyone having that conversation? Because about all the times I've been somewhere to volunteer or be a part of something, no one's asked me if I'd been interested in being and serving on a board. But then it creates a problem of once they do realize that you're willing to give your dollars and your time, then they ask you to be on everything. So we started to realize too, we didn't want to just keep tapping the same shoulders. And I think when you think about Springfield, that does happen a lot. A lot of the people that you're seeing, especially women, minorities, our Latina population, I mean, all of those groups are being tapped constantly to serve on boards. And we're really trying to expand that. The other big part of it too was that we have the state of Illinois, one of our largest employers throughout Springfield, and they are up against some constraints when it comes to allowing their employees time to go and serve on a nonprofit board. So really looking forward to figuring out ways to be strategic to get more of our state employees involved as well.
So with all of the partners at the table, so Forefront, the United Way, the Community Foundation, and obviously Rachel's role and her experience, I think there's, you know, different goals that we have established for this group. So obviously we want to get as many nonprofits to accept this pledge, take this pledge to diversify their boards. And so when they take that pledge, we ask for that demographic information. So that way we can go back 1 year later and see if they have actually increased diversity. And in order to help them do that, obviously, we want to provide training and resources and tools along the way so that they can do this successfully. We don't want them to set up for failure. So we will have a board 101. We will continue to do trainings about, you know, understanding unconscious bias. Because one of the one things that we talked about is we don't want to have board members come on and be the token person and not be treated fairly. And, you know, not do not have a voice at the table. So we want to support the nonprofits, obviously, along the way. And one of the things that was really missing from the beginning of this was a connecting piece. So now we have nonprofits who are looking for board members, and we have potential board members looking to sit on a board, but they don't know where and how to do that. With our partnership with the United Way, we now have a platform called Get Connected, where now both parties can go and say, I have a board position, and then someone who's looking to be on a board can say, oh, look, the Boys and Girls Club need a board member, and they can connect and go through that same process that you would when you're recruiting board members. And so we've closed that gap. So everything that we're doing over the next year will have measurable results to see how many employers have signed up. They're tracking their employee engagement through the forms that we're having them filled out. So I think this first year will be eye-opening and a lot of data collection. And because no one's really collected this information before, and we'll be able to see sort of our impact over this first year.
Yeah, I think Sarah touched on some really great points, and it really is about data. I think we know the importance of having the conversation, but at the end of the day, we really do want to see action. And that was why we moved to the pledge, because we were doing a lot of resources before, but we really wanted to move to an action conversation. So one of the things that we tried to go and find was the current demographics of our boards, the nonprofit boards in the community, and that information was nowhere. And we weren't sure where we could go to get it. So part of that pledge requirement is providing what your board demographics are today and being willing to have your board complete a survey and provide that information. So yes, I think that the goal is that we will, one, get data that was not there before, and then be able to use that data to see the types of increases. I definitely am hoping to see an increase of engagement on Get Connected. I think when you go out now, there's maybe two or three board opportunities. So I'm hoping that we'll start to see an influx of that as well. I think if after a year we can see more board postings on there, more nonprofits being able to fill board seats, and then of course just have data that was not there before, that would be a huge success.
And even just the launching of our webpage, I mean, we have been doing this building board diversity work for almost 2 years now without some sort of landing page, resource page. And so even that in itself, just a driving place to send people to get resources, the trainings that we're offering, information, who to connect, that's huge for us. So I think that's like our first win.
I do hope that this becomes not only a statewide initiative, but eventually becomes something that is across the U.S. And it's just a standard, right, that employees, employers would have volunteer policies established and put in place. And that is something that I hope many conversations are happening with diversity officers around. We need to give employees time to give back to the community. We know what that does for employee retention, having an employee feel connected to where they live. So I do think there's definitely benefits for both employers and for nonprofits. I think for me that what I'd also love to see is that nonprofits are naturally creating a process where their board selection and just board retention and recruitment includes a diversity component. So it is something that just naturally becomes a part of who they are. So they're not only thinking about their passion and connection to the work, but also what's your perspective, what's your background, what are you going to help us bring? And I hope that they'll see that that will increase funding, that that will increase innovation ideas, that that will create growth even within their nonprofits and better ways to collaborate across communities. So I'm hoping to see some of these things happen naturally so that we don't need to keep asking for a pledge, but for now to see some large scale commitment for sure.
Well, I don't need to say anything else. But no, you're right. I think that this, my hope is that this just becomes the norm. And especially on the nonprofit side, because you see so many businesses who have, you know, a diversity, equity, inclusion officers or positions and plans. And I would say that the nonprofits don't just yet or are as robust. And just because we have a nonprofit status does not mean we are not a business. And so for me, this would be something that, again, I say this a lot, professionalizes our profession. And especially with the forefront work that we're going to be doing more with advancing racial equity. And because we are a statewide association, I feel that we can finesse this pilot, this model here in Springfield, work out any kinks that we might have, and then we can take this on the road and replicate it in different communities. And it might look different in Quincy and Rockford and Carbondale. I mean, but the bones are there and the intent is there. And so that would be my hope, is over the next 5 years that we have continued this conversation, it becomes the norm, and across the board, diversity is looked upon as something that is needed in the boardroom of nonprofits. And just like Rachel said, I think, you know, if you build it, they will come. So you will get funding, you will get volunteers, you will, you know, increase your services. I think when you get the diverse perspectives around the table, I just think so much change can happen. And so for me, that would be an amazing goal 5 years from now.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more and take the pledge at myforefront.org/building-board-diversity.